living in a world that likes to be entertained but not changed. See, this guy got touched, and listen to me carefully. He could have been happy and content the rest of his life to go with dim vision. Had that been a lot of Christians that I know, after God touched them one time, they would have said, I'm touched, I'm satisfied, and I'll go with dim vision the rest of my life. But because he had a hunger enough to pursue the second touch made him whole, and he saw what he could not see. He went where he could not go. He did things that he could not have done without the blessing of the second touch.
Dreaming comes so easily, 'cause it's all that I've known. True love is a fairy tale. I'm damaged, so how would I know? Well, I'm scared and I'm alone. I'm ashamed and I need for you to know.
Just get touched. I want to be changed. I don't want to come to church and be entertained. I want God to touch me and change me. You know what's wrong? Is a lot of marriages, when they get in crisis, they'll run to God and God will touch them, but he doesn't get the opportunity to change them. Some of you've got struggles in your life and you keep getting touched, and when you feel real bad about it, you'll shed some tears and you get touched, but you're not experiencing change. But I've come today to say a touch is not enough in the day that we're living in. We need the power of God to come on us and change us. Change our nature. Change our mindset. Change our marriages. Change our spirits. Does not want you to realize your full potential. That's what this story is about.
I didn't say all the things that I wanted to say. You can't take back what you've taken away, 'cause I feel you. I feel you.
Settle for that initial touch. Some of you have gone so far, and now the enemy's put you in a comfortable place. And he says, I want you just to be content where you are. Don't believe God for more. Don't dream for more. Don't ask for more. Don't reach for more. Don't hunger and thirst for more. Just be content with the initial touch. But this man said, no, the touch is not enough. I want to change. And the enemy does not want you to realize your full potential. What we need to reach our full potential is more than a touch. What we need is holy discontent. Holy discontent says, Lord, you've done some good things in my life, and I appreciate all you've done in the past. But something in me keeps me up at night. Something keeps me turning and tossing, saying there's more, there's more. And God, I'm tired of just being touched. I want to change. I want to see the power of God come into my situation and not just touch it, but change it. Think God's saying, I wish I could find me a church where they would do a little bit more than just shout and clap. I wish I could find me some people who are serious about being my people. That if I come and I don't just want to touch them, but I want to change them. I want to change everything about their life. See, this is an hour when God is saying, change some things. I've touched that situation. But there comes a time when God gives you authority over it. And God says, now get it out of your life. I've touched that alcohol problem. I've touched that pornography problem. I've touched it over and over, and you keep going back to it. You keep bringing it in your life. But today is a day not of touch, but of change, of an encounter with a Lord who can change things. Give him a shout of praise. If you believe, he changes things.